Jesus Christ.
There's a good Yiddish word, kvetch, kvetch. Have you ever heard it? Kvetch, kvetch. It's better than the word that we use, which begins with a B, because it sort of says that complaining is something that women do. That's the implied thing. In Hebrew, it's kvetch. It's complaining. I'm kvetching over and over. You get together and you kvetch. You grumble and you get really annoyed. And that's what the people of Israel are doing. Like, they were kvetching yesterday. You're going to let us get killed. Look at this army. He lets them go free. We miss the part where we're thirsty. We don't have any water. So Moses throws some wood into the water and it becomes sweet. We're going to starve to death. And God gives them quails that land and manna on the desert. You would think at a certain point the Lord would get annoyed with his people. But the thing is that the God who brought the people up from Israel, who saw that he told them to take all their stuff with them and to despoil the Egyptians, but he also knew that what would happen when they dragged all the stuff from Egypt with them is that they would constantly be kvetching, because they're always looking backwards and complaining. He understood. So he was always there to feed them, not just once with quails and manna, but over and over and over again. So too with us. He knows where each one of us is at. He understands what we're dragging along from the past. He understands that we are people who often kvetch and complain. And what does he do? Scatters every day seed on the ground. Some days we have rocky ground. Some days the ground is all caught up with worries, and we go from here, and the birds come, and the word seems to fly away. And then there are those days. There are those days where the word gets into us, and they are rich and full days. And we bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. Let's let today be that day. So stop kvetching, receive the word, and have an abundant day.